Hi, friends. We are Take Two Tuesday, and I'm Mary.
And I'm Jan.
My sidekick. And today we're talking about the C word. Oh, my word. Not that one. We're talking about the word creative. Yes. And sometimes people cringe at that word, and maybe you're one of them.
Yeah.
So we're curious. Do you think of yourself as a creator? As a creative person?
That is a great question, because there's a common misconception that creativity cannot be cultivated. That some of us are lucky, as Mary calls it, lucky ducks, that are naturally creative and born that way. But we know this not to be true. That it is a skill, and it can be nurtured and developed. And I agree with that.
That it's a skill, but also, I mean, more of a disposition. It's kind of a belief that you are creative. It's like, it's a whole approach to how you do life. So a skill and a disposition.
Yes. I think it kind of connects in with the stuck in the muck. It's the mindset, right?
Yeah.
God, there's so much up here. There's so much power untapped, I will say, for me anyway. And so I believe that we are all creators. And I think, and I'm included in this, do you ever find creativity, or that word creative, feeling ambiguous or overwhelming, that it has this stigma with it, and that you're not under that stigma? Do you ever feel that way?
Yeah. Or that you're being judged, like kids. Yeah. I know in the classroom, I always saw kids like freaked out about making something, having anybody else see it.
Yes.
Very scary. But I think we also judge ourselves. Yes. We tell ourselves that we're not creative. And then we get into that kind of a rap of thinking.
Yeah. It's so true. Oh, same here, same class. When I get the kids to want to create or make up a dance, and you can just see some of their little eyes go, woo!
But a lot of being creative is just how you see things,
that you
notice stuff.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And honestly, the beauty of that is we're all created differently. So we're all going to see things differently. And holding on to that perspective that your creative flow, or who you are as a creative person, because I think everybody is, is going to look different. Mary's different than mine. It's a compliment.
And mine is vastly, vastly different from my husband Robert's creative thing. He is super able to solve problems. I'm really good at having a meltdown when I have a mechanical problem that I can't seem to solve. Like, for example, I was trying to solve my ring light, make it work differently, and I thought, I don't want to ask him because he's going to have it solved right away. Like, I'm going to figure this out myself. So you do have to keep working at it. You have to try.
Yes, I agree. It is, and I think even gender going that way, men create differently than women. Just like you said, that problem solving. Not that we can't solve problems, but they think of it differently. They create it differently. They create problems. No.
They create problems. But there are women also who are incredible at mechanical problem solving. Like one of my kids is really good at it. Like, doggone it. How'd she get that? I don't have it.
Because of your perspective and how you see it, it's just, because it blows my mind. I'm like, how do you see that? Just appreciating that. So I'm just going to put this little disclaimer. So calling yourself creative doesn't mean you're in la la land and, oh, it's all flowers and smell good. It's not. It's just not.
Sometimes it doesn't smell good.
No, sometimes it doesn't. So anyway, so I don't know. Mary, you had this great thing about creating fun lunches for your kids.
Oh, yeah. Just doing things like that.
Yes.
like sparking up things around you. And
yes,
or
yes.
I love this idea of going on a hike and taking one route to get, and then turning around, taking the same route back and seeing it completely differently. I think that's such a creative thing.
Okay. So how far do you, so you just kind of time it, how far you go in, and then you just swing around, because
turn around.
You want to circle. You want to,
like, I know. Leave. I like doing circuits, but it changes your perspective.
I love that.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Just do it. Or inventing something, like even the way that you make something for a meal, like how you make that differently.
Yeah.
Test out new ideas. That's creative.
It is. I think that we could probably hit every facet of life, and there's something in there that is creative. So guess what? You are creative. Yes, you.
Yes.
You, the listener, are creative, and I refuse to hear that you're not. I refuse.
And next time we'll talk more about that, right? We're going to talk more about our own experiences with creativity, and especially in our work, how we've worked with kids and really helped them to develop their creativity. Because we really believe in that it's doable.
That it is doable. It is doable. And yes, I won't go. I'm like, oh my God, don't go on a tangent, Jan. We'll get there next time. We're foreshadowing this for you. So.
So we think that where we're stuck is where we're not living creatively anymore. So we talked last time of the last several episodes about being stuck. And we think it's because we've lost that creative edge and we need to get back to it.
Yes. Yes. Bring some spark back into your life. And so we'll stop there. We'll stop there.
Yeah.
And so to sum it up, we want you to get creative in how you respond to life. Think about it this week before we get into next week and get back to this. Think of some ways, just have it ruminate in your drive or in your walk, and and see if that sparks something within you. And then send us your comments and send us how it happens and what happens for you in that.
Yeah.
So what else do we need, Mary? What else do we need? Oh,
we got to do you want your whopper? What?
What? No, we need your email. We need your your questions.
Share
post, caring, all the things,
liking, loving on us.
Yes,
we love it
because we love on you, and we want this community to grow so we can all love on each other creatively. Yeah. Right?
Yep, absolutely.
So drop that in the comments. And just, we look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you for sharing your time with us. We just appreciate you. Oh, this is so awkward every damn time.
You have it.
Fuck. Yes. Yes. Yes, I have it. Sorry for the pause.
Take two on your life.